Elissa Walker-Campbell back with you at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, right here in hour number two. And remember to listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. And we make it so very easy. You can listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. And normal data rates apply. And we've got all kinds of places we'd love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports. You can email the show at Elissa@yahoosportsradio.com. And our brand new podcast page. It is awesome. Twice is nice. Podcastarena.com and click on the Yahoo Sports Radio tab. Well, he is back. That is my man, Andy Pondillo. Yes, the World Series, it is underway tonight. The Mets, the Royals. But you know what? I'm a little bit in a reflective mood. I want to talk about some of the things, how the teams and the seasons played out for a number of teams. And it's good to have back with us from Yahoo Sports Radio, Andy Pondillo. Good evening.
Well, happy to be here, and only a week left of baseball, so it's a little bit sad.
Oh, it is sad. I know you're a bit melancholy, and as I said, we're going to kind of stay away from talking about the Mets and the Royals, but talk to me about some of these fallen teams. The Blue Jays and the Cubs go down, but they could be just as good and lethal next year.
Yeah, definitely. I like the Cubs a lot next year. They might have played a little bit over their head this year getting to the NLCS, but their record wouldn't say so. The 97 wins this year certainly say that you're a World Series caliber team. Maybe youth got to them, the big arms, the Mets rotation got to them, but regardless, they have to hold their head high and look into 2016 for that opportunity to win the World Series. Though the sophomore slumps, they can be tricky. Getting veterans in that lineup will be key for the Cubs to win a World Series or win the NL Central and topple those Cardinals for good in 2016.
I was going to say, you know, the Blue Jays, they're going to have to figure out their rotation. And David Price, you think he's going to likely leave as a free agent?
Yeah, I don't think he's coming back to Toronto. I don't see him as a Toronto guy. He's going to want to go to more of a destination team. He could actually go to the Cubs, but I could see him being a Cubs guy, a Dodgers. Red Sox are always in play for these types of players. This guy's going to command $200, $250 million on the free agent market. You're signing a pitcher to
crazy.
7-8 years. It's a scary proposition. Me, personally, I think David Price is easily a top three pitcher in all Major League Baseball, but am I giving him that amount of years for a guy who struggles to win a game in postseason play? I don't know. That's a tough deal for me, especially when there are other options out there with starting pitchers, where you can get a starting pitcher maybe for your budget and then also get a bat in addition.
Okay, I have to wonder, though, Andy, not having Price out there, how much does that impact the Blue Jays?
Blue Jays are going to have to fix the starting rotation. I mean, it was still kind of thin this year, and they got as far as they did in the American League Championship Series. They're going to have to get that true ace back in the rotation. I think Marcus Stroman can be a guy that becomes a number two, that becomes an ace. His stuff is electric out there when he's working it. Missed a lot of time due to injury, but I'm very high on what he can do. Past that, you have R.A. Dickey, and you know, they've got to figure out what's going on in that rotation. They can fix that by getting maybe a guy like a Mike Leake. They can fix that by going out and getting Jordan Zimmerman. They don't necessarily have to get David Price and sign him to that mega deal. In my opinion, right now for the Blue Jays, it's more about depth. They need to have a 1-2-3 solid punch. Doesn't have to be the best in the league with their offense, but it needs to be better than what it is, minus David Price.
MLB news and notes with our very own Andy Pondillo right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, where weekends always start early. Connect with us and also connect with our man, and that is Andy Pondillo.
Yes, that's climbingtowshill.com. The podcast is called Astro Chat.
Okay, so players, they come, they go. The president of the Houston Astros, Reed Ryan, was on our show last weekend. I just have to wonder, what is your view of the Astros? I mean, could it ultimately become a destination for players?
It's interesting because
he's going to open up that checkbook, remember?
Yeah, definitely, and it used to be a destination. The late 90s to the mid-2000s, you had a flock of free agents that wanted to come to the Astros, very proven players. I think it definitely will. I think there'll be guys that want to come to Houston, that want to succeed with the young team, that want to play on a stadium with a roof and air conditioning. I mean, there's a lot of factors that go into why a player goes to the place he goes, and I'm not going to say the Astros are the Cubs or the Yankees or anything like that, but it's definitely got to be a top 10 destination going into 2016. So I think they can attract some big names. Do they spend that type of money? I'm not sure. I think I could see them being more of a team that gets a couple tier two players rather than going all in for the tier one. But sometimes that's even better than just getting one.
Okay, the World Series is underway tonight with the Mets, the Royals. But right now we're being reflective, talking about some MLB news and notes. And what about in 2016? Who do you envision being in the World Series? I mean, the Rangers? I mean, what are we talking about?
That's such a long way away. The Rangers, I've listed as the type of team that could be as high as a World Series champion team in 2016 and as low as the next to last place team. There's so many variables on this team that could go right or could go wrong. Yu Darvish, we all just assume he's going to come back and be the Yu Darvish of old, but you can't assume anything in baseball, especially when they come back for injury. So I've got to see what he brings to the table. Prince Fielder, I don't know if this Prince Fielder that we saw in 2015 is going to be consistent, and I don't know how much Adrian Beltre has left in the tank. If they all do what they did this year and translate into next year, Shin-Soo Choo at the top of the order, they get you back, they should be in pretty good shape to make another run. I'm just not convinced with the aging players on this team that they'll be able to be at the level they were in 2015. 100%. They could be. I mean, that's going to be an ultimate wild card, in my opinion, in the American League West.
What's the future for Josh Hamilton?
Josh Hamilton, I think, probably playing out that contract. He's probably a platoon player. You can't play him versus left-handed pitching very often. I don't know. I mean, I really think that he's got to make some huge adjustments at the plate because he doesn't even look like a third of what he used to be. One of the most dynamic players in baseball for a stretch run, and the Rangers are really going to have to evaluate what they're doing with that situation. Essentially, they got him for free, so that means they can probably cut him for free too, as the Angels are the ones that are on the hook for most of that deal.
Okay, our very own Andy Pondillo with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Always good to catch up. And next weekend, we will do a full recap of the 2015 World Series, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, have fun on Halloween, all right?
I will.
All right, much more straight ahead tonight right here in hour number two at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show.